Blog Talk Radio.
Last minute.
Yeah, yeah,
but, Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've really been seeing as far as the whole racing thing, because, you know, ain't much going on, so we can just pick for topics, you know, it's hard to find when it ain't shit going on.
That is
very
true.
We can take the show however we want to take it.
This shit is horrible.
Since it was my question, I didn't pick, well, I did pick something else. But the question is our first question. Name five people to be in quarantine with, and they have to be associated with racing. And why? No couch potato.
No couch potato.
No couch potatoes allowed, so I guess that takes me and India off each other's list.
Which I have, you have, without some races, so we tell a few that don't go to no races.
Look,
so y'all can get up each other's list. Okay, that's
we
what
go.
I was going to say. At least I do go and participate when you can.
Yeah, we go. We just don't make every last one of them. It's okay.
Who want to go first?
India, you want to start?
M.
India, you want to go first?
M, you go first.
Damn. Well, I had only came up with four for good enough reasons.
Okay.
So I had, obviously, you know, you and India. I was just, you know, going to add in the other petty girls to fill it up. I was like, that's cheating. I can't really do that. So I would have to pick Wit and Maul because we'd be smoking our ass off, and then Maul would have us laughing our ass off. Okay.
Oh, my God.
With that motherfucking laugh. You have to make it right.
What do you think?
Wit and Maul.
We, Maul, and who else?
You in India.
Okay.
Five question marks.
Your pick. So, what's your reasoning?
I said because Maul would have us laughing our fucking asses off. Didn't that fucking laugh, like, man, my stomach would be hurting. I'd be laughing so much. And then Whit, man, all of us, man, we'd be blowed out.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Smoking smooth
with five.
Oh man. So you and
five, what's the group? They five people to be quarantined with, and they gotta be associated with racing, and why?
The fifth one, nephew, there we go.
Like ourselves, or does it have to be five like people and then ourselves?
If y'all want to do it, you can do five people total. If you want.
Or.
Oh god, this is hard. So you?
Yeah, all day today. See, I went and wrote mine down, so I have something to say.
Look here, okay. A bitch is going through some things, okay? So you and him, you and him, and then I'd have to say Wit too, because he talks a lot of shit, and I think he just make me laugh. So that's three. Fuck.
What about your best friend, Dog?
Why are you?
Y'all be arguing
dog?
The whole time. This shit would be
you
funny. Y'all be arguing the whole time.
You knew Dog before I did. Okay? See, all Dog will try to do is keep touching my ass, and I can't have all that. So,
y'all
be
invited. Funny the whole time.
He can't be invited. He can't be invited. He can be invited. Y'all, you knew him before me. Both y'all knew him before me. So he can be invited on y'all list. Shit on a stick. All right,
I'll take
him
shit.
All right, that's fine. Then I'd have, I'm trying to think from like people from all areas of this aspect. You know, honestly, if I'm being really funny,
yeah.
I wouldn't mind being quarantined with Alex Laughlin. He's not bad to look at, okay? Just saying, okay? Okay.
For a white guy, yeah.
Yeah, honey. Oh, you know, if I wanted to go real bad, I wouldn't mind be quarantined with Scoot either, but you know, I'm going to leave that.
Okay, we see India been going through some things for real. Go ahead. Go ahead, little lady.
Okay, so, all right, so, okay. Motherfuck. Mo, you go. I gave five.
Okay. My five people. I would say nephew, you know I got to take him. I got to have a nephew while I'm in quarantine. See, and he's associated with racing. I got Miss Kim because she's cooking.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yes, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to.
Oh, my baby. Yes, Lord. Next June for her. The best.
There's two. Then I. That's two. Then
yeah,
I got.
Yeah. I can't count.
For my entertainment, number three, I got Cowboy.
Yeah.
Then you got my four and five. Those were my five.
Okay, he took himself.
Anyone else want to give five people that's associated with racing? If not, that's okay. We ain't mad at you.
I got a new five.
What?
Pro Stop Joe. Winnie Dog. Maul, Wit. And, okay, Mo, I got to bring Mo. We're going to be high.
Now you already know Pink Five before me.
We're going to be high and laughing all day, every day. One of
them. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of arguments.
Hello.
Okay.
I think we all have it. It'd be funny.
Besides.
But I really hope this quarantine is.
Okay, for real. Okay. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. We ain't gonna go negative. Besides racing, what is something you look forward to doing or seeing at the track?
Going out to eat.
Going out to.
I would miss. I would like to see some shit talking, and I like to see them throwing that VHT down because that shit smells good. Pretty much.
Okay. You.
I'd like to see some of like the old schools and like just people who we consider like the baddest of all times, you know, be able to come out and be at the same track as each other on more occasions.
That's what's up. I think you guys probably covered all the ones I would pick. Nephew.
I ain't had a question.
Besides racing, what is something you look forward to doing or seeing at the track?
Besides racing, what the hell you gonna go to the track for?
Everybody, okay, I'm saying this is make it hard because of course everybody gonna say.
Oh, okay, eat some barbecue.
Okay,
all right, good enough.
All right, that's a good one. Okay. Name a punchline that someone says that you like or something that, you know, a catchphrase that somebody always say.
Yes, sir.
I'm going on mute. I got to take a shit.
Okay. Emily said, yes, sir. I like that bust that bitch. I like that one.
I like that.
And what's the other one that we hear?
Yeah.
What about you?
What you say, Mom?
Indy? I said we're here and bust that bitch.
Oh, yeah, we're here. We're here.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
That definitely has stuck throughout the years.
Yes. Honestly, y'all have said a lot of the ones that I like, but if I had to take one from my area, it'd be like either Put 'Em in the Light or somebody gotta win, somebody gotta lose.
Dog, like that.
Put them in the lights or put them in the beam?
Put them in the lights. This dude used to say, put them in the lights. And then somebody gotta win, somebody gotta lose.
Oh, I got one more. But most of mine be from either Mile or Wit. That, no good. It's no glory, baby.
No guts, no glory, baby.
I like when it's baby. Well, Abby, I like BET. That's right. I like that too.
All right.
What's another one? Well, that's a little covered. I like that Hit Them Pockets.
Yeah.
Like that shit there. What else? I think that's about it. Anybody else got some? All right, y'all. We going through these questions, goddammit. Well. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
I don't like that.
I don't like that one.
Your shit, fuck that. Somebody sit in. Okay. That's about it. Y'all don't have any more. I think that's it. I don't know many from other areas. Those just the ones that I'm used to hearing. Name someone. Like, oh. Hold on. Oh, fuck that. Yeah, that is my shit.
But, I'm sorry, y'all. Name someone you can't stand see coming at the track and watch.
Name somebody you can't stand what?
See coming at the track and why?
Oh, okay.
I'll get a little, y'all know y'all gonna think, but I got something that I can't stand see coming at this track. Because he really don't go to most of the other tracks, but you know, the little southeast tracks right around here. Yeah. It's this guy. When I tell you, he's louder than anybody at the track. And he know everything and everybody business and don't know shit. But you always, I'm telling you.
Hello.
Always,
I don't like you. Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Always arguing
hello.
With people. Damn. Okay. That's my shit.
See,
I
agree.
And you got somebody or something that you don't like seeing. I know something I don't like seeing. I'm gonna be honest. Something I don't like seeing. The bottles. The beer bottles.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's fucking chicken bones. Or just
right.
Food or plates or anything. There's trash cans. Put that shit in the trash can.
There's like a pet peeve of mine with the beer bottles and shit. Any glass contains that, you know, why would you be walking around with them at the track?
Exactly. Yeah. Just throw all your shit in the trash can.
But it is what it is. Okay, this is my final question, girls. Since I'm the only one did my homework, and I got a little knee-high thing still talking shit around here. Name something that someone does that'll make you stop messing with, well, make you stop dealing with them.
That fake shit.
Talking about shit that I don't give a fuck about.
That funny acting shit, I don't deal with that. Once I, all right, that's cool. I know how you, or that, you know, they talk shit about a certain person in front of you, but then when they go to that person, it's a totally different story. They friends, they hee hee and they ha ha. Bitch, because you could do the same thing to me.
I guess what they hee hee and ha ha about everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with that.
Well, I don't like, because, you know, we had this that happened to us. Somebody to talk shit or engage in arguments with us or whatever, or with anybody, you know what I'm saying? And then, shit, when you get back with their ass, first thing they say, go call the popos. It is even that serious. Just me.
Yeah.
Just personally. That's all.
Hello.
If I did shit, you know what I mean? I got to suck it up and take it. You know what I mean? It ain't never words.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Call everybody else about this situation, but don't call the person it's dealing with. Man.
Facts.
Hot ass man.
Yeah.
All I want to know is what track told on what track and what happened with going with track.
Yeah, I would get to that because that was my last one. I don't like the dry snitching.
that's fucked up. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that shit. Just let us do
stuff. What's fucked up on? Fucked up on the track that's telling or fucked up on the track that doing it?
Well, me personally, you know me, I don't know what really happened or whatever, but I read everything and what I could get from it is.
I think it's fucked up on the person that's telling, because shit, it is what it is, you know what I mean? Everybody gonna have their season, everybody gonna have their day. But when you do dirty shit, sneaky shit, or call you, when you doing shit and call yourself being facetious or undermining or whatever you call yourself doing, trying to do it on the sly tip, you know what I mean? That's, it's something like throwing a rock and hiding your hand shit. That shit come back on you. Karma is a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like if they were doing it and they weren't supposed to do it and it wasn't none of your business or whatever, shit, let them, you know, if they get in trouble, let them get in trouble on their own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's knocking somebody else's hustle and, you know, that's goddamn taking money
but
out of somebody else's pocket.
The girl.
Look, let me tell you something, homeboy.
If y'all want to get through this,
but listen, these certain things.
If you see someone doing it, please pick up the phone and call.
That ain't paying you, that's not my job. I'm not getting paid for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's on you. What you do, how you
shit.
Get in trouble, that's on you. You know what
but
I mean?
I got a lot of partners that do shit they ain't got no business doing.
You know, hey, I can give them a word of advice, but other than that, me, I ain't got shit to do with that. You got to handle that. You got to deal with it. Whatever the consequences is for you, that's on you. You know what I mean? I ain't going to put any extra on nobody. That's fucked up. It's fucked up. I don't care how you spend it or whatever. Because like the guy said, I read part, somebody said that they didn't call anyone. They put a post up after they talked to the governor. That's some bullshit. Because you just talked to the man and he told you what you can and can't do. And you know these other people doing this shit, so why would you put that post up? That ain't your business. Just my opinion. I'm sorry. You know, that's just my opinion. I still might be half-assed wrong, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, my
at the end of the day, like you said, it ain't nobody's business.
Yes, because for real, I do wish people would listen and, you know what I'm saying, everybody just sit your ass down.
Yeah.
But if you don't,
so that
that's your business. That's on you. Yeah. You got to deal with it. You get a corona, you got to deal with it. You get your fine,
yeah.
You got to deal with it. That shit ain't got a goddamn thing to do with me.
Exactly. I got people still trying to, like, hang out. Oh, let's hang out. Let's do this. You really that scared? Nah. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm ready for this shit to be over with, so I'm going to have to comply to what the fuck is going on. But, like you said, if other people don't, that's on them.
Oh,
yeah, you know.
That was your final question, Mark?
See, first of all, Trance got to be like, goddamn, how we try to talk about the goddamn promoters. Especially Trance in the same area. Some type of way, you going to have to fucking figure out a way to work together. Because it seems, I just read another post where it looked like, motherfucker, it's payback. But see, two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I'm saying? So, they too close to each other not to work together. Figure something out, you know what I mean, for themselves and their fans, you know what I mean? They too, you know, because they, a lot of, everybody going to have their certain fans. But in the areas that they're in, crowds will travel, you know what I mean? And you ain't trying to put neither track. Now Trey should be trying to put another track under bad light. You know what I'm saying? Because you kind of put put other people in a hard place, too. Because you know what I'm saying? You're putting your promoters in a hard place. Because a lot of your promoters use all the tracks. You see what I'm saying? So how they airing their business out and how they doing it, it ain't right. You know what I mean? It's a situation where they should have put your big girl panties on and goddamn handled. You know what I'm saying? Nephew, what's going on with the board? Anything going on, homeboy?
What's supposed to be going on?
It's saying no show scheduled in the next 24 hours. People saying that.
Well, then they got,
people can't call in.
613-2804.
That ain't no 613, Telly. That's 813, Telly. Telly, that's 813, Telly.
So what's the difference between 6 and 8?
Two digits. Now, let me hear you say it again. Hold on. I'm finna go back off mute. Now, I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do it again. Okay, here we go.
613-2804.
Hey, you a fool, man.
You said you want to hear it again.
How y'all doing? Hey, how y'all doing, man? Jeff, you a fool.
What up, Mr. Raper?
Hey, no,
man. Oh, you got in trouble, too. I see you got in trouble on Facebook today. Or was that yesterday?
Monica, hey, Mo, I always get in trouble.
Yeah,
hey, Monica, I'm gonna tell you something. I had a cousin when I was a kid, right? You know, I was a cousin. We were the same age, and he used to get whooping every goddamn day. And I used to be like, man, you gonna get a whooping? He used to be like, I don't care, it don't hurt, you know. So I'm like, it don't work. I get in trouble all the time, Monica.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it ain't my old lady, I'm good.
You good?
Hello?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That man got the coat put on him, and he got a hit out on him. So y'all be careful walking with Tony Ray.
Oh, man. He got a lot going on.
You
got a lot going on.
So what you think about anything we've been talking about?
I apologize, Monica, because I'm trying to close my show out. So, but I'm on y'all, so I had to click over, so I didn't hear it. So can you bring me up to speed?
We had a couple of things we talked about, but the last thing we were currently speaking on is the Trax snitching the Trax out, or they paying each other back for diming each other out, whatever they got going on. How do you feel about that as a promoter?
Oh man, well I tell you what, it just I didn't know nothing about. I saw a post that said something about that probably a couple of hours ago, and I was trying to figure it out. But it's a dirty game. Ain't none of this stuff fail. You got businesses trying to survive. So, I'm thinking that's what it's going to be. You know, people trying to survive and make their money. All that snitching stuff, I mean, you don't got to snitch. You could do the same thing they doing if they doing it. You know?
Hello. Well, I hope it don't be like that. We seem like every year we asking a group of people to goddamn come together.
Yeah, like you take two steps forward, you take four back, right?
That shit just ain't cool.
But it is getting better though. I'm gonna say this: it is getting better. Sometimes you might not see it, and just don't focus on all the bad. It's a lot of good. It comes out of a lot of this stuff, so you know.
Sometimes
you gotta put your blinders on and look at the good, you know. Because now, listen, hey Monica, I'm gonna give you one. Look at all the people in the grudge world that now know each other. Or, you know, communicating with each other. Let me say it like that. They're communicating with each other. They're going to each other's races and stuff like that. Yeah, you still got people putting stuff on top of people, but look at what the relationships is building with the people that are actually trying to support each other to fight this. So, I mean,
as far as that going, I'm glad that, you know, that's coming back around. But it used to be way more support now for each other. But at the same time, it wasn't as many promoters either. So it wasn't hard to support everybody. People gonna have to get to. Everybody's not going to be able to support everybody because it's a shitload of promoters out here now. And a lot of them have multiple races, you know what I'm saying? So people gonna be have to get in where they can, when they can.
Now, Monica, it's a lot of promoters out there, but it's a lot of promoters that's, you know, like they ain't in it for the right stuff.
They're not in it for the right stuff.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you like this. It's like when they come out with a new brand or something, with a new brand of whatever, you know. If it's not a brand that you used to using, you gonna sit back and watch that brand and see. You gonna ask somebody who used it before.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how good the package look, no matter how good the package look, you gonna hey man. Hey, did you use that? Hey, you use them, you use that shirt before? You know, and they're going to say, well, yeah, man, it wasn't that good. You know, you're going to ask about it. It's like with the promoters, ain't nobody really paying attention.
Even if you don't ask about it, you're going to try it maybe once or twice. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. They're going to weed their sales out, too.
Cause
you know what I mean? I ain't gonna keep my money and I ain't seeing shit.
Right. Hey, but you know what? About us, you know, when it comes to us, We don't believe shit no way. We gotta go out there and get hit in our motherfucking forehead, and now we believe it.
Well, I ain't gonna say he's on my belt. When you told the race, goddamn, if you promote, you got some shit going on. It's some shit I think I want to see. Yeah, that's why I said you goddamn you be my little maybe one for some things, but after that, you know what I mean. You ain't gonna. But I give anybody a chance.
Yeah, everybody deserves a chance. Everybody do. You know.
Some
racer.
Okay.
Yeah, and everybody do deserve a chance. Yeah, that is true. But at the same time, you better ask. You better try to see, well, who going over there? Who over there? Who going
see,
to that party?
See,
who throwing
that
party?
See,
that type of stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't do go on with somebody else, say, because that's just like a movie. You can ask somebody how they move on. It's like, oh, man, that shit, it wasn't good. Don't waste your money on it. And then you fuck around and see the movie and be like, damn, I enjoyed that motherfucker. Everybody's experience might not be the same as your experience. So that's why I say I would experience it for myself, because I'm not the type that... That's just like somebody coming up and saying, oh, well, I don't fuck with such and such because this. But okay, I'm saying it. But let me find out.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Which side of the fence you rather be on? The side that say, when you say, hey, man, how was that movie? And they say, oh, it was a piece of shit. And then you go watch it and like it. Or you rather be on the other side where, hey, man, it's a piece of shit and you believe it, don't ever see it to 10 or 15 years later. I mean, which side you rather be on? It's kind of hard to determine.
Oh, no, I don't think it's really hard because you want to figure stuff out for yourself. Like, I'm damn if I'm going to go off of somebody's opinion. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find out for myself.
I need to see
at the end of the day.
Hey, who that is? Emily?
Yeah.
Hey, Emily. Okay, so now, they come out with this vaccine, right?
Oh, hold on, wait a minute.
You gotta experience some stuff for yourself. So
I'm gonna experience not taking it.
You can't say vaccine because I ain't even gonna get the damn flu vaccine. So
you can't use that for going to a fucking trip. You can't because it's not the same. You're going to participate in a race
or something. That shit don't have nothing to do with your life. It's not a, you know what I mean? It might not end up being a life or death situation.
And even after that,
now, y'all get here. Wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all got to hold on. Please excuse me.
But, yeah, you know, I feel somebody has whoever telling you. It could be even your partners. You know what I'm saying? They might have a reason why they ain't fucking with that person or what have you. You know? Yeah, this I'm sorry. You do have to. Ain't nothing wrong with going to it. Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back. But now listen. Okay, so you saying that it depends on the severity of the situation.
If it ain't that damn serious,
I mean, yeah, and then based on what I already
race,
feel about
it
ain't, you know
what it is that we talking
yeah,
about going
yeah,
to a track. We talking. You basically talking about you trying to say it's some janky promoters or what have you. But at the end of the day, I'm sorry. I'm going to be that nigga to get a Jake promoter.
Okay,
if there ain't nothing else going on, and they got something that they don't advertise that popping, hey, I'm going to give them a chance.
Okay, Mo, it's true. It's some janky promoters, but, man, they sound good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They sound good. Hey, I'm finna go to that, and you ain't ask nobody. And then you go to it and be like, what the fuck? Ain't that the same thing when you take that vaccine?
Well, that's on me.
And he's like,
see,
okay,
wait
a minute.
Hell no. That ain't
the same thing.
Hell no.
That's the same thing to me.
My no fuck it ain't. That ain't. You, it ain't gonna. If you go to the damn track and you don't see shit, you be like, what the fuck? Okay, just what the fuck? Oh, you, I ain't see shit. I ain't lose shit.
Yeah, that can happen at any time.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, you
got
like
you
said,
you
gotta take
the good with the bad. Yeah, see, yeah. Hello. Yes. You and then a lot of times you cannot blame the promoter for what happens. Especially with the grudge races, you know what I'm saying? Because the promoter ain't got a damn thing to do if them two cars don't get off. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So,
and you're right.
Shit happens. It's racing.
You're right.
It happens.
You're right.
You
know
what I mean?
It do, but it makes you think. It makes you think. You know, like open your eyes and say, "Well, hey, am I gonna go here?" But it's like some people. Okay, look at the people that only buy name brand. Some people don't buy generic. Some people just buy only name. They not finna go buy. They're not finna, you know, go in there and buy that generic brand toilet paper. They're going to go buy that Charmin or the Scott, you know, because they know that and they know what it is.
Yeah.
But when you get that new brand that come out and it's cheaper and it seems like it's got a better package, you got to be careful with that stuff. It might cut your booty hole, you know what I mean? You don't know what it's going to do till you try it, but do you try it? That's the point.
You ain't gonna know, but ain't nobody gonna keep going to the same junk ass promoter. This person he haven't got down.
Let me ask you this, Mo. How many times can a promoter, let's just say a janker promoter, how you say, how many times can they mess up before people start messing with them?
Now I'm gonna take that back because, like I said, I love racing. I am a diehard racing fan. So it depends
like
on the circle. Listen, hold up. It depends on the circle. No, because that was India who answered that part.
All I said was the world we live in. They gonna put him on. They gonna put whoever on the spot the first time they fuck up.
Yeah, they gonna see other.
That's what they do.
But me personally, it depends on what the fuck up. Was the weather the reason why the fuck up? Was it the racers the reason why the fuck up? You know what I'm saying? Those two things, they don't have any control over. So, yeah. So, there's two chances they could get right there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now,
so, at least two with you. At least two. Wait, Telly. Get Telly chubby ass. Ask Telly the same question, and you better answer it.
Hey, man. Don't threaten me with a good time. What's the question?
He was talking about what the question is. Oh, okay.
I hear y'all talking about who gets how many times on what? What's the fuck up?
Okay, hey.
I mean, it depends on what's the
question. So you know what the question is. The question, you know.
Yeah,
what,
she just
said times,
you'll get a promoter. Yeah. It depends on what's the fuck up.
Okay, let's just say they say some racers were locked in that wasn't actually locked in. That's the fuck up. How about that?
Okay.
We'll use that.
When
we'll
you
go with
say
that.
like
oh,
racist was like, I mean, the promoter ain't locking the races in, is it?
No, let's just say the promoter come on and say, yeah, Telly and Tony Rayford, they locked me in. They gonna run for $5,000 at 8:00 on Saturday. But that race was never locked in.
Never locked in.
I mean, Yeah.
And me and you told the Rafe and Till ain't said nothing about it. About us not
and
being locked
ain't
in.
Ain't even talk. Hey, you got a Volkswagen and I got a scooter. And we ain't even talked about it.
Come
through your mic, Mike here. We can't hardly hear.
Who that is in the background? Hey, who that is in the background eating ice cream and shit?
I'll give me a dip of snuff.
Hey, wipe
right
the
quick.
Ice cream off your mouth first, Mike. Go
I
ahead.
Was dipping some tobacco right quick. I said if the promoter know it, it ain't no real locked in ratio, then it's just false advertising. Ain't no other way around it. It's false advertising.
Right.
If he knows
you're absolutely right. But my question is, how many chances do you give a promoter to do that before you start to see the light? That was
He better hope something else came up in that race to make up for what he was advertising. They still got their money for. And it depends on who that promoter is too. That they'll give. Some people won't give certain people the same lead way they give other people.
And that's true too, man. Because the race don't mean it's gonna happen.
I know for a fact, hell, shit. Some people got a bulldog. Hell, some promoter got a bulldog on their back versus another promoter.
Yeah,
so the first thing he do wrong, it's gonna be brought to the forefront.
Exactly, absolutely. I got to hold on a minute again. I apologize.
Yeah, it's still saying no show. Nephew, you know what's going on? You know what's going on, nephew?
Going on with what? What happened?
You know what's going on, nephew?
They say y'all still got the coronavirus.
Oh, don't do that. Don't wish that bad spirits on us. No, no, sir. No, sir.
Coronavirus.
We don't accept the devil over here. No, sir. It's saying no show schedule when people trying to call in. I've had several people say that now.
Well, they can't call in now.
It's too late. You know, once it goes on.
It's been doing that since 9 o'clock.
How you get on?
I guess it fucked up after all of us got on. I don't know. It's the computer.
Oh, yeah, I know it. This show's gonna hang up. I just thought about it. It's gonna hang up.
I'm sorry. Bad line. I guess we're going on the bad line tonight. It's too early. No, sir.
So what you say? You want me to schedule? I can do it right now. Hold on.
You mean you can schedule another show right now?
Yeah.
My show's still on. I had to. But they all right over there.
Oh shit!
Why don't you just merge them?
What happened?
Look how it turns out.
Hey, see how I've been calling in the Petty Mafia, man? I love what y'all doing. I appreciate it.
Hey, you called in at the beginning. You know, when we first started our show, you was calling in, Tony. Like, even if you ain't really speak, you still listen. You was with us in the beginning. Tell it.
She right. I would call and I would just listen. I ain't
talked
that much. But yeah.
He trying to get some protection. I was on your show early, man. I heard them boy going there though. Them boys about splitting each other wig over there.
They got some real beef over there, man. That's.
I heard it.
But you know what? That's the fine line. It's that fine line right there. It's that fine line. That's the fine line.
Before before the show cut off. The medic guy did that for real. He spit on
somebody. Oh, no.
Man, hey, Tony, you know what? That dude got a nasty attitude. I mean, I ain't going to lie. He got fucked up.
We done had some complaints on him, and I've honestly never had a problem ever with him. And
right,
I've been going there for a long time. I've never
right,
had a problem.
But he's pretty cool with me. But then, like, the past year, like, we went down there. I forgot what race it was. Was it World Street 90? Was me and Mark, either way, me and Mark and them had a truck parked in front of the building over there. And he was, you know, one of the guys, I think it was Ozzy's brother or somebody that told us, one of them that told us, man, no, y'all, as long as I know it's y'all, I can come get y'all to move it if I need it. You good. And he came out, he was like, y'all need to move these trucks. He said, they ain't gone by the time I get back. I'm going to have a goddamn tow truck. That goddamn Mark was like, motherfucker going to get knocked out. He come in and hook a tow truck to my shit.
The way
he went about it, you know, and then he went to talk about the old crowd like that.
Yeah. And that done happened a few times. Sometimes life will knock your ass down, Mike. When you think, maybe he thought he was at the track. You can't, you know,
though, like, to me, these days, you don't know what a person got going on in their life, their personal life. And I think they take it elsewhere, man, and take it out on other people, too. You know? So every night, I walk away a lot of time now, man, just because you don't know.
There you go. You said a lot right there.
Hey, Mike, you have to because you never know. And then, Mike, you just had a birthday. They told me you were 75 years old. You too old to be playing, Mike. You ain't gonna laugh.
Yeah,
hey, Mike, a motherfucker run around you two or three times, you gonna be out of the way.
Hey, man, I ain't trying to fight nobody.
Oh,
I ain't planning on it, man. That motherfucker made me old. He made me old.
Yeah.
Hey, Monica. How many days away?
Y'all call Monica Miss Daisy?
We're trying to fix our shit.
Y'all call her Miss Daisy?
Yeah, that's what I always call her. That's what I call her.
Why you call her Miss Daisy? I'm just asking.
Why I call her Miss Daisy? How the hell do I call me? What the hell I do? I don't know if I used to be there. Used to drive slow or something.
I drive slow.
Okay. I like that. All right. I ain't calling Monica no more. It's Miss Daisy.
Hey, Miss Daisy. Hey, Monica, guess who the Florida boy thought were older than me?
Who?
Your husband.
hold on, let me explain. Who thought that?
I said that beard off.
I'm not trying to be nice to you, Mike. Goddamn phone ring trying to be nice to Mike and shit.
No, that is funny though, because they did say that. They did say, nephew the same age as me. Nephew say, well, how you is? Say, I'm 55. Nephew said, man, I ain't no goddamn 55.
Oh, boy.
That's funny. That was funny.
I'm older than Willie Dog.
Nah, Mike 75, Willie Dog 120.
No.
You're stupid.
Mike ain't no 75. But the other one you might be right.
Yeah. Hey, tell it. When you get 75, as you get older, right? You ain't trying to fight. You ain't trying to wrestle with a motherfucker. You ain't trying to do none of that because you might go to jail. And then if you get hurt, you can't go to work because your insurance don't cover that. It's a whole bunch of stuff that come into play. Mike's 75. Mike's not finna fight nobody. Mike got a telephone. Hey, Mike got a telephone and probably a couple of bodyguards. That's all he needs.
Yeah, I got a couple bodyguards.
See that? I told you.
I know two bodyguards, Smith and West.
Well, y'all crazy.
Okay, y'all. I did it. So if it cut off, you can call back in. It come back.
Then what? When you did that? I didn't see you do that.
Yeah, I did it back here.
Hey, Middays, also, like, I heard y'all earlier. I understand what, like, it, to me, on that track situation, it goes back to a statement I said a while back, but, like, the tracks never would really get to it, say too much on it. If those tracks, we just used the three tracks that you seen the argument about today, if those three tracks got on the same page as far as dates, even work together some type of way, then, like, yes. I'm just use an example. If I got a race at Carolina, Jamie got a race at Iron Bird, Lance and Travis got a race at Dalton, then think you had that. I don't think you had that we all on the same date because the tracks wouldn't allow it. I think the tracks are, hey, man, if y'all want to use the first weekend, we'll go to the second weekend, and Carolina use the third weekend, you know, something like that. I think it start with the racetracks. I think people depending on it for the promoter to do it, and I think that's the wrong way myself. I might be dead ass wrong, but I think the tracks got to be the one fix it first, because they can say, hey, man, they got a race over here at Ironburg this weekend. Can you use the next weekend after that or the weekend before that? I think that's where it's got to go. I think the tracks got to get on the same page first.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
how they
got to
work together.
And that's what reading the post, it sounds like they both accusing one track that they don't give a fuck about who got a race, that they stack, you know, just reading, you know.
They got the same things going on with Dennis, and, you know, it's just got to figure out how we can, I don't know, make it better. I don't know what, child.
No, it's gonna be a job.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody said something to me about like when we had the race about back in Mars. Well, y'all can't get mad that nobody else got a race on the same day. No, you cannot get mad. Everybody got to open their gates. Everybody got bills to pay. But y'all can at least try to do different events, different style events. Don't have the same classes. Don't have the same style of event.
Don't have the exact same event, even if you are going to do it. So that people who want to see this particular class, they can go there. And people want to see, you know what I mean? And the racers, too.
Right.
You made the racers have to choose.
Right.
Well, I tell y'all what. I just came back, and I heard Miss Daisy say, don't have the exact same event. Hey, Mike, I'm going to call her that. Nah, you done fucked up when you told me that. But I heard her say that. And then, I'll give y'all for instance. We, you know, with all this stuff going on, we had races getting rescheduled. So, I got my phone ring, but I'm going to talk to y'all first real quick. We had races getting rescheduled. So you had a class race, an index race that was going on. And then you had a no time race get scheduled right on top of it. Now, the tracks are 45 minutes apart. Probably not even that, maybe 35 minutes. But anyway, and then people say, well, hey, it's not the same type of race. But you have fans that like to watch both of them. What do you do in that instance?
You got to make a decision.
Yeah.
You just got to make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, and the fans got to make a decision. But, I mean, you saying one's got an index race?
Yeah, one is the index race. Now, here's the kicker. The index race is during the day. The no time race is during the evening.
Hold on. You say one got an index race, one got an index race, and one got a no time race.
Yeah.
And they both at the same. They at the same.
At the same time.
I mean, at a different time.
Shit, that's cool. Even if it was, because they're two different. They're two different things.
Even if it's two no time events, even if both no time, don't both of y'all have small block nights the same weekend, the same Saturday? Why would both of y'all have small block nights? That right there would don't make sense to me. If I got small block nights, let me do 28s or 315s or something different, you know, or just grudge or something. You know, try to separate it the best you can. You got to make some type of effort.
Hello.
Very true.
Oh, man.
Tony.
Okay, you have to switch over.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm back. What did Mike say? I didn't hear him.
We went on a tobacco break. Thought you heard something at the window and peeking out the window. Put the phone on and peeking out the
window. Now, Mike, I got somebody on here for you now. You want to keep on messing with me. I ain't going to turn them loose yet. I got somebody on here for you, Mike.
Oh, hell.
Hey, Mike, I could be lying, but then I could not be.
Right.
Yeah.
No, we're my buddy and nephew. Me and my buddy celebrate our birthday on the same day.
I told nephew you gotta stay chested up, Randy. Boy, think you older than me.
Yeah.
Hold up. I want them to think I'm 55. I'm kicking ass at 55. Is it time for me to retire?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, time for me to retire.
Get up. That was about the other day. You know when to retire. When is the time?
Hey, no, we were talking about how they, you know, put races on top of other races. And, you know, I was kind of talking about the one that we got. We got the index race on top of the no time, or the no time race on top of the index race. But one is during the day and the other one is during the evening. And I think Miss Daisy said you could go to both of them, which you can.
Yeah, no, I said that. I said that.
Oh, Emily. I'm sorry, Emily.
That's India.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
You are. Damn. What you talking? I need that, y'all. Mother Ma, what it do?
What I got going on? Yes,
yes. Hold on, where?
A lot of these motherfuckers need to retire and don't race. And ain't even started racing and need to retire.
I didn't get to hear that whole. I heard bits and pieces of that part about the who need to retire, those certain people need to retire at certain age. I'm like,
what age is that?
Motherfucking be 80 years old, as long as they bring in action, paying they locking in their money, racing their car and everything. The motherfuckers that need to retire is the motherfuckers that running their mouth, ain't bringing no action. I guess.
No, bro, you sound like you're on the road, Wick. Keep going, goddamn.
I don't know. I'm just going by what I see. You know, I don't see no motherfuckers.
I agree with what you said. What the hell age got to do with it if you bring in action?
Yeah,
if you bring
Edmund Hall,
to the game.
I guarantee you if you and Edmund Hall race each other right now, I guarantee that motherfucker will fill up more than goddamn light duck race. And I ain't exaggerating. I'm telling the truth.
Oh,
that
no, you right. Don't pack up. Shit, too many people ask about it. Hit the Alabama line.
Yeah. Now, if a motherfucker out here in the way, bullshitting, fumbling, lying, fake lockups, don't pay their lockups, don't never raise when they say they're going to lock up, then, you know, they might need to, you know, be the motherfucker. But, you know, the reason why I stopped, Mike, is because controversy sells. Those guys, you know, it might not be no controversy. So, you know, hey, it might be good for the game. The motherfuckers just sitting around ain't doing shit. You know, it might be good for the game for them, too. So I don't know. It's just your preference. But I don't see no motherfucking age since Sean. Dog will load that bitch up. You motherfuckers better be hope they can be that age and can load up and go racing like dog do and this and that.
Yeah, that shit right.
Better hope they can do that. Shit, man, come on, man. Fucking damn near 7 years old and a load up and go wherever and race his car and turn around and go back home with his own money.
He
the greatest. Because most of us got teams. People that drive the car over there. People that tune the car. People that help out with the car. Shit, I see doggies by himself. Ain't no motherfucker in here winning with him. 70 years old.
Damn, Whit, you got a hell of a point, Whit. You got a hell of a point.
You don't see nobody with dog. He get out of race, win some, he lose some. You know, not all the races he say he be doing now, I think he be a little bit exaggerated. Now, I was keeping real. The wins and losses. They win and losses. He got to be cruising the motherfucker he passed on the highway when he get into the race. All that shit. But
them awards started that shit. Country, goddamn.
Yeah. The motherfucker 7 years old, cuss you out like he's 30, or run you with his own money, lock you in. Not no pussy money either. He locked leaking in 2,000 on 2,000. You know what I'm saying? Bring his own shit. Don't have no tuner. None of that bullshit. Everybody tell me they need. And he go in a racist car and enjoy himself. That's what goddamn love is to me. That's history. You know, I like it. I know I ain't going to be able to do that when I get his age. There ain't no sense in me lying. Shit, I got the hell help to go goddamn it right up the street. I hadn't actually loaded my car by myself. I don't know, maybe once or twice. Maybe went down the street or something. I ain't did no fucking miles and miles and loading that shit up. Man, come on, man. Shit, that shit a hell of some work. That shit's a hell of a work. I don't give a fuck. Nobody does.
My question for the work is this: What gives a man the right to tell another man what he should do with his money and what he should not do? That's what I want to ask.
Right.
And the two that proposed that question to the table, not racing nobody, only trying to run one somebody, and that's only because they won that race. They drawed on me with my little beauty. Come on, man, a street car. With all that race car.
Right.
I go back to my original statement. What gives you the right? Your rights end where mine begin. You don't have the right to tell me what to do with my money? And that was someone came on the line. He made a statement. If you think I'm too old, get to the line and beat me.
Yeah, he did say that. I heard.
At the end of the day, what is it about? It's about paying off if you lose and collecting if you win. That's the name of that tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, end the show then. End the show right there. End the show. You got the right to tell nobody what to do with their money.
You worry about that?
For real.
Tell them what I say,
that's
Emma.
What
how can
do.
You do that?
A sucker gonna be a sucker. You can't fix everybody. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I can't believe a lot of controversial guys in the game.
What make a younger person think they're doing it any better than the older person anyway? What making them think that they can be doing better?
Look at this, Mike. One of the young guys that should have had his mouth closed with some crazy glue on it that was doing all the talking, he made a statement. He says there's and everybody knew he was speaking of, but he said there's an older guy in the game that's got nothing but knowledge, and he won't give it to no one. He don't have to. You don't have to give me nothing that you learn if you don't want to.
Well, the one thing about that D, he giving it. You just don't know how to receive it.
Exactly. You don't know how to receive it.
Who the hell is talking about?
Ballhead, skin. You don't want to know the hell, they'll ask me. Skin. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, they get knowledge.
You know, I can't hold water when you're asking, so. Exactly. And that's the truth, man. Come on, Mike. You know what, Jelly? I just can't keep it to myself.
They get knowledge all the time.
When you get through laughing and joking and playing, you don't have the right to tell no man he need to retire.
I look at it like this.
One that had that discussion and had it going on, those ones are not racist because because I give you a prime example about old head. Look at when it's time for them to sit down, they will. But you can't force them out the way because look at the old Jacks. Some guys 70-80 years old and they still ran. Look at Virginia Slim.
Mr. Wood didn't retire because of age, Mike.
I know y'all got a good conversation going on. The show will cut off in 7 minutes, so you can take you a popcorn break and call back in at 10:30. Continue.
All right, Nadine.
Hey, y'all better call back in, or else I got beef with all of y'all. Period. Nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, like, we don't want no beef with you.